about 35 to 40 tracks cut, done, done. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to figure out what songs to delete. I talked to him. I said, why don't you put out a double album? And he said, oh, no, we can't do that because the kids won't be able to afford to buy a double album.
He takes care of it.
Yeah, he understands about that. Mm-hmm. You know, he would want to alienate the, you know, the kids who couldn't, you know, who couldn't dig up the money to buy a double CD. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the many qualities that he has that impressed me.
How come he wanted you to work on that LP?
First of all, I think that he had changed producers.
You used to have
Quincy Jones did Thriller and did, you know, Bad. I think that they came to a mutual understanding that it was time for new blood.
So. How would you describe Michael Jackson's musical understanding?
Michael, I never got a sense of whether he could come and sit and play a piano or not. But his sense is his understanding of arrangement, and placement, and feeling, and he'll get in there. Get stuck to this. Skip this guy. Okay, and go like, and you go. He'll set up something like that, and he'll, okay, keep that going. Then go. And he's just getting you going. He's stepping on things, and he'll get a platform that's set up so it has a little air trap underneath it, so the harder you stamp, the louder. And a matter of fact, there was one in the studio that we were working in, and just for recreation, he'd go up and he'd get on there and dance on it. He'd just start doing this and have the whole room rocking. You know?
But I mean, he doesn't do this role. Musical notation, it's just in his mind.
No, mm-hmm. That's the way he is, and his ear is incredible. He's got, I know he's got perfect pitch. He's got a gift. It's like he's a conduit through which this incredible gift from God goes. You know.
How would you describe him? I mean, people in general only know him from the gossip press, tabloids.
Yeah, and I think he has a real, you know, one of his faults is trying to just reveal himself. I mean, I don't know whether the sides, what I've seen of him is really Michael, but you end up dealing with him differently than you would with anyone else. It's not like, hey, Mike, how you doing? Let's go out and have a beer. You know, it's not that. He commands a respect, and you don't curse, and you don't smoke, and you don't...
You're kind of religious.
You realize that your time with him is you have to make sure there's a point to it. And he came to me on the Victory Tour, kind of sensing the chaos that was going on, because the Victory Tour was right after his Thriller album. He could have gone out on tour by himself. There was grumblings in the family. The brothers were going, hey, what about us, you know? And he caved in to that. He said, okay, let's do Jackson's Victory Tour. I'll bring you guys out. We'll do some of the stuff that we've done, and we'll do medleys. When he didn't have to do that. Made them all millionaires many times over, which is another, you know, I think, a mark of his character. So he came to me during, and once I got the job with the band, and he said, you've got to help me. This band is, everything is so chaotic. And I said, Michael, I'll do anything. And I was kind of moving his hair out of the way. And he was wearing a little tie, and I was fixing his tie. So I was treating him like my little brother, because that's the only way I could, I felt that was the most effective way to deal with him, rather than like, yeah, Mr. Jackson. You know, I couldn't see doing that. No. And he and I developed a great relationship from that, because he knew that he could come to me and get things done. For instance, he goes, I want an opening to the show. And he said, he's going, I want Richard Rogers, Victory at Sea, you know, all this. Da, 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 da. I want to start out, we're going to have big creatures, like 7 foot tall, come out on the stage wearing chains, you know. And at that time, he was, his idea of a good time was hanging out with Spielberg and this guy Rick Baker, who's a Hollywood makeup artist who makes robotic guys. And this is very, very serious and very somber. And he said, I want to go with him. And it's like that. theme we built on this big, you know, sort of orchestral thing with big chains and synthesizers going everywhere. And then, once we got it composed, he said, but we have to make it orchestral. And I said, well, yeah, you know, we've got sort of synth strings doing this and timpani. He says, no, I want you to go in and put an orchestra together. And do
why is he whispering all the time?
This is the way he does it, you know. Yeah, he's so soft spoken. So he gave me the opportunity to go in and, you know, use 35 strings and timpani and percussion and horns. And that was a very good musical moment, mm-hmm. to be able to, you know, to work with him on that level. You wanna-